Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Benny Goodman with Helen Forrest from 1941. Wonderful band and a wonderful singer. They open this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before with a song written by Joe Bushkin and John DeVries called Oh, Look at Me Now. And that was also an arrangement by the brilliant arranger Eddie Sota. Lovely combination. They, as I say, open this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I'm going to be listening to some very nice voices today, along with some very fine musicians. We'll hear from some big bands, one or two smaller groups, and as I said, some marvelous voices. I think our earliest recording today was made in 1929, and we'll go all the way through to, I believe, 1958. And we're going to go to 1943 for our next recording. From another very popular band, Jimmy Dorsey, one of the Dorsey brothers, Tommy and Jimmy. They played together, and we'll hear them together a little later on in the show. And they went their separate ways and set up different bands in 1935. So Jimmy went on to become very, very popular in the 1940s, and he had some fine talent in his vocal groups. And we will hear two of them, Bob Eberle and Kitty Callan. They're going to bring us a number that's pretty popular, pretty famous. It became a number three hit for the band, apparently. And it's written by Gene DePaul and Don Ray, and it's called Star Eyes. Then to 1955, to a song written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. Always a wonderful songwriting team, which was introduced in the film Love Me Tonight. That's from 1932. We'll hear a recording from 1955 of the song Isn't It Romantic? And it'll be brought to us by the gorgeous voice of Mel Torme. Then back to 1947, to Beryl Davis. She'd started out in Britain in the late 1930s, and she moved over to the US in the mid-1940s and had a long and wonderful career there. She had a delightful voice. Perhaps not a household name today, but she certainly was very popular in her time. And she, as I said, is going to join us from 1947 with a number called I Want to Be Loved. And she's joined by the orchestra led by Toots Camerata. And we'll go now to Jimmy Dorsey, Bob Eberle and Kitty Callan with Star Eyes.
That to me is what your eyes are. Soft as stars in April skies are. Tell me someday you fulfill the promise of a thrill. Stars, flashing eyes in which my hopes rise. Let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores that loveliness of yours. All my life I've felt content to stargaze at the skies. Now I only want to melt the stardust in your eyes. Star eyes, when if ever will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow. Makes no difference where you are, your eyes will hold my guiding star. Oh, star eyes, how lovely you are.
Star eyes, that's the way you make my eyes shine. When those lips of yours caress mine, just to have you by my side would leave me starry eyes. Star eyes, lonely eyes you put a dream in. Eyes that only you're supreme in. Don't you know it's just for you? They sparkle as they do. Though the stars aren't real, I know they show how much I care. Tell me how it makes you feel to know you put them there. Star eyes, when if ever will your heart know that it's you for whom these eyes glow. Makes no difference where you are, my eyes will hold your wishing star. So kiss me and wish on a star.
I've never met you, yet never doubt, dear. I can't forget you, I've thought you out, dear. I know your profile, and I know the way you kiss. Just the thing I miss on a night like this. If dreams are made of imagination, I'm not afraid of my own creation. With all my heart is here for you to take. Why should I quake? I'm not awake. Isn't it romantic? Music in the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? Moving shadows right, the oldest magic word. Oh, I hear the breezes playing in the trees above. While all the world is saying you were meant for love, isn't it romantic? Merely to be young on such a night as this, isn't it romantic? Every note that's sung is like a lover's kiss. Sweet symbols in the moonlight, do you think that we could fall in love perchance? Isn't it?
Crazy about you, but what can I do? This feeling has me crying. My dreams you're magnifying, but they don't ever come true. Oh, can't you love me just a wee bit little? 'Cause I want to be loved, but only by you. Shouldn't be so crazy about you. but what can I do? This feeling has me sighing. My dreams you're magnifying, but they don't ever come true. Oh, can you love me just a wee bit little? 'Cause I want to be loved. I want to be hugged. I want to be loved, but only
you are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. This is I've Heard That Song Before, and this morning we're enjoying some voices from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. 1950s, that is. We just heard Beryl Davis from 1947 with I Want to Be Loved. Mel Torme joined us from 1955 with the lovely Rodgers and Hart tune Isn't It Romantic? And we started out with Jimmy Dorsey, along with Bob Eberle and Kitty Callan, and what became a very big hit from them, 1943, Star Eyes. Oh, we're going to move on now to the year 1944, and one of the most famous people around at the time, and most popular, certainly in the entertainment field, was Bing Crosby. He of the marvelous voice, and well, his talents really spread all over the field. Radio, television, later on, of course, films, and of course, all those wonderful recordings. Well, in 1944, he made many recordings, one of which we'll hear this morning. It was written by Cole Porter, and I'm not quite sure what the history of this song is, but apparently Mr. Porter was asked if he could write a bit of a Western song, and so he did. And based it on a poem by Robert Fletcher. Well, Bing recorded it, and it went on to become a big hit for him and the Andrews sisters. And it's called Don't Fence Me In. Then to 1950, to Billie Holiday. She's now recording for the Decca label after many years recording for other labels like Brunswick and Columbia and, of course, Commodore. And we will hear her with delightful tune called This Is Heaven to Me. It's not familiar to me, but you may have heard of it before. Anyway, we'll hear it in just a few moments. It was written by Ernest Schweikert and Frank Reardon. And then we'll hear again from the orchestra of Benny Goodman, this time from 1936. And he is accompanying singer Margaret McRae. He had a number of female vocalists with his band, including, of course, as we've heard this morning, Helen Forrest. Margaret McRae was one of his earlier vocalists. 1936 is this recording dates from. The song is called Never Should Have Told You, and it was written by David Franklin and Cliff Friend. And now we'll start with Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters with Cole Porter's Don't Fence Me In.
Give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me in. let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles, and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Ba 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 ba. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles, and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in, no.
Papa, don't you fence me in.
Better living, let them go their way. To that new living, I won't ever stray. 'Cause this is heaven to me. Long as freedom grows, I wanna seek it. If it's yes or no, it's me who'll speak it, 'cause the Lord, he knows that this is heaven to me. If you got your hands and got your feet to plow your land and cut your wheat, you raise your head when night is done. Shout your thanks up to the sun. When I hear them say there's better living, let them go their way. To that new living, I won't ever stray. 'Cause this is heaven to me. Thank you.
put you eyes, all you do is roll your eyes at everyone in the crowd. My, but you're acting proud. Now that you know I care, you've got your nose up in the air. Never should have told you that you're heavenly, like a dream to me, but you're mean to me, baby. I never should have told you.
We just heard the Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1936 with Margaret McRae and Never Should Have Told You. Billie Holiday joined us from 1950 with a tune that, as I said, I haven't heard before, but it was just delightful. This is Heaven to Me. And we started out with Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters and the Cole Porter classic, Don't Fence Me In. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO, 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to some recordings, original recordings, from days gone by, covering a period from the late 1920s to the late 1950s this morning. So lots of songs and artists to choose from. We have a tiny selection featuring some lovely voices today, along with all those wonderful musicians. Well, our next recording comes from 1957, from a gentleman who'd started out in the late 1930s and went on to have a career for the rest of the decade. And you could say he's, of course, still going strong, Frank Sinatra. He's no longer with us, but certainly his voice is, and some very fine movies, too. Well, we're going to hear him from his Columbia days, which I believe were from 1942 through to the late 50s. He made a host of recordings with some wonderful bands and orchestras, and we'll hear him from 1957 with Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra, and the song I Cover the Waterfront, and that was written by Edward Heyman and Johnny Green. Then to the year before that, to a young singer, well, she was well into her career at this point. We hear her often on the show, Anita O'Day. Always a delight to listen to. She always sounds like she's having fun and really enjoying what she's doing, which I guess she probably was. We certainly enjoy listening to her, and we'll hear her from her Verve collection for the Verve label. A song again, here we have Benny Goodman. He was one of the songwriters along with Mitchell Parrish and Edgar Sampson. And it's called, and it's been recorded by many, Nita will bring us Don't Be That Way. And then we'll go forward a couple of years to 1958 to a really fine trumpeter. And if you listen to the show, you'll have heard him before. And you'll certainly hear him again. And we'll hear him this morning, Jonah Jones. Well, Jonah also had a nice voice and a fine vocal style, which he often employed when he wasn't blowing his trumpet. Well, usually he did both, not at the same time, of course, on his recordings, especially the ones that he made in the late 50s with his quartet. And you hear a lot of vocal interludes on them. So we'll hear both the voice and the trumpet, along with the rest of the quartet, from 1958. Bert Kalmar, Harry Ruby, and Oscar Hammerstein wrote this song, and I'm very fond of it, A Kiss to Build a Dream On, and that'll be Jonah Jones. And we will start with Frank Sinatra, I Cover the Waterfront.
I cover the waterfront, I'm watching the sea. Will the one I love be coming back to me? I cover the waterfront, my love, and I'm covered by a starless sky above. Here am I, patiently waiting, hoping and longing. Oh, how I yearn. Where are you forgetting? Do you remember? I cover the waterfront, and I'm watching the sea for the one I love must soon come back to me.
Darling, don't be blue. Don't cry. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Clouds in the sky should never make you feel that way. The rain will bring the violets to bay. Tears are in vain, so honey, please don't be that way. As long as we see it through, you'll have me, I'll have you, sweetheart. Tomorrow is another day. Don't break my heart. Oh, honey, please don't be that way.
Upon that kiss, baby, sweetheart, I ask no more than this. a kiss to build a dream on. Yes, mama, give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe they're true. Yes, baby, give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Ooh, babes, give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on.
Just been listening to Jonah Jones from 1958, his voice and his trumpet. A lovely tune, A Kiss to Build a Dream On. Before that, we heard Anita O'Day from 1956, Don't Be That Way. And we started out with the one and only Frank Sinatra from 1957, I Cover the Waterfront. And by the way, I was getting a little confused about Frank and his days with the labels. That was actually recorded for the Capitol label, which he joined in 1952, prior to which he had been with the Columbia label. And of course, Frank was accompanied on that one by Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra, and all that that signature sound that Gordon Jenkins was so wonderful with his work with the string part of the orchestra. Always a lovely combination.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
Well, we're going to move on now, and we've been listening mostly to singers with big bands. We've had a couple of smaller groups, and we're going to hear another singer with a small group just coming up. We're back to 1936, and one of the most prolific set of small group recordings that was being made at the time was that over at the Brunswick label, later to become the Columbia label, under the aegis of the great entrepreneur and musicologist John Hammond. Organizing and leading the sessions was Teddy Wilson, one of the nicest of the swing and jazz pianists around. And he organized some wonderful groups. Usually the vocalist was Billie Holiday, but there were lots of other wonderful vocalists. And we will hear him and his friends this morning with another of those vocalists who also, by the way, sang with the Benny Goodman Orchestra in the early days, and that is Helen Ward. Also in the studio that day were Chris Griffin on trumpet, Benny Goodman himself on clarinet, Vito Musso tenor sax, Lionel Hampton on vibraphone, Alan Royce guitar, Harry Goodman on bass, and Gene Krupa on drums. So this is really a small group carved out of the Benny Goodman Orchestra of the time. The song is called Here's Love in Your Eyes. It will be brought to us by Helen Ward. It's written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin. And then another lovely lady from 1949 who had a very, very long and wonderful career in the music field, and that's Lena Horne. In the 1940s, she was doing quite a bit of film work, and this one is from a film released, I think, in 1950 called The Duchess of Idaho. The song was written by Leo Pearl and Henry Nemo, and it's called Baby, Come Out of the Clouds. And then we're going to go back two decades to 1929. Now, we heard earlier from Jimmy Dorsey, and I mentioned that he, of course, was part of a group of musicians called the Dorsey Brothers Orchestras. Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. with his brother Tommy and lots of other fine musicians who actually went on to have bands of their own. This is back in 1929. And one of the young vocalists who was around at the time, and he sang with a lot of the dance bands and also with some of the jazz bands, and he had a rather nice voice, and it was, and he's called Smith Ballou, and he's going to bring us a number along with the Dorsey Brothers, written by Fred Alert and Mr. Turk. I'm sorry, I can't remember his first name. It'll come to me, but not right now. Anyway, the song that they wrote, and they wrote many, with Smith Ballou and the Dorsey Brothers, is called Mean to Me. And we'll go now to Teddy Wilson with Helen Ward and Friends. Here's Love in Your Eyes.
Touch, and you know you're dreaming a little too much. Someday that dreaming will get you in Dutch. Baby, come out of the clouds. You walk with the moonbeams. You talk to the stars. You're painting rainbows with musical bars. That's just for people who live up in Mars. Baby, come out of the clouds. Don't tell me that it's my imagination. You know Everything I've said is true. Can it be the same old situation where the clouds always get the best of you? If you're like an angel, then I'm out of line. But then if you're human, just slip me the sign. Drop down to earth, dear. Say you'll be mine, baby. Come out of the clouds. Don't tell me that it's my imagination. You know everything I've said is true. Can it be the same old situation where the clouds always get the best of you? If you're like an angel, then I'm out of line. But then if you're human, just slip me the sign. Drop down to earth, dear. Say you'll be mine, baby. Come out of the cloud. Come out of the cloud.
Thank you.
The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra from 1929, Mean to Me. Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Thank you very much for joining me today, and I do urge you please stay with us because Randy's on his way. Randy McGilligan is coming with In Transition in just a few moments. 2 hours of great jazz. We look forward to you joining us then or staying with us till then. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. We do have one more voice for you this morning, and it's from 1948. A very popular crooner at the time, Tony Martin, with a lovely song written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein for the musical Showboat, and that is Make Believe.
Could make believe I love you, only make believe that you love me. Others find peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we make believe our lips are blended in a phantom kiss, or two or three? Might as well make believe I love you. Tell the truth, I do.
That concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligan. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.